A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 26th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Zambian presidential election and what lessons Zimbabwe can draw from our northern borders.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, a Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The bottom line is that we all want our country to move forward and to banish squalor and poverty in our midst. Only one of us could end up as president and have that singular honor and privilege. I'm humbled eternally and indebted to you all, my fellow citizens.
On behalf of the people of the Southern Africa Development Community, SADC, allow me to extend our warm congratulations to the newly elected president and to all the people of Zambia on their victory in the January 2015 presidential by-election. The maturity exhibited by all stakeholders in this electoral process is a source of pride for SADC and for the rest of Africa. This historic occasion marks the beginning of a new political leadership in Zambia.
Muchivota kuZambia zvavanoita ndezvekuti vanoti chiya chinonzi vota zvirovaro revavhoti hachisi chinhu chainge chakawandiswa. Vese vaiongorora sarudzo idzodzo vaikwanisa kupuhwa gwaro iroro pachine nguva. Vese vezvematongerwo enyika vakapuhwawo gwaro iroro pachine nguva. Chechipiri, gwaro iroro raishandiswa pakuvhota igwaro raiva nemufananidzo wemuvhoti. Saka zvavaiita ndezvekuti pakuvhota paya munhu aiti akapinda mupolling station kuzovhota vaidedzerwa kunzi mindi uya azopinda mupolling station muno ID number yake yakamira yakati yakati
munani iqiniso lenelo kuti Zambia ingcelelane lati njalo seduze kangako izenze kuti abantu bananzele kuti hayi kati vele kubangwani njalo kuze kube nini kuthiwa nxa kusezwe zombusazwe ngasonke isikhathi kufanele kuliwe.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Zambian presidential by-elections and what lessons Zimbabwe can draw from those elections.
Zambians elected ruling party stalwart Edgar Lungu, the next president, to replace the late Michael Sata, who died in October last year. Mr. Lungu, a former defense and justice minister, won 48.3% of the votes cast, according to the Southern African Country's Electoral Commission.
Mr. Lungu won the tight race with around 27,000 votes, one of the narrowest wins in the country's electoral history. He polled 807,925 votes, while his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the Opposition United Party for National Development, received 780,168 votes. The Electoral Commission said, and counting took longer than planned because voting was interrupted by heavy rains. And of course, Mr. Hichilema is accusing Mr. Lungu of having, and I quote, stolen the election and called him an illegitimate president. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. ye kungakunjalo ke mfowethu
onguka ama dzadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa Gibbs nenyaya yesarudzo dzeku Zambia dzakaitwa idzo dzikakundwa navalungu asi kutirikunzwa ikoko kwangu nemashoko ekuti pane vamwe vanopikisa vanotsigira vaichilema vakakundwa vaiimba vachiti havasi kuda kuti vamugabe vanga vari munyika iyoyi nekuti vamugabe vanenge vari kunzi nevamwe vanga vakurumidzisa kuenda kuZambia ikoko kupasati pabuda zvanga zvichitika musarudzo nekudaro tida kunzwa kuti zvakafamba sei musarudzo imomo uye kuti chii chingadzidzwe neZimbabwe Gibbs musarudzo idzo dzekuZambia
yebo kwambeke zuru kandava siyetembo kuti selizwi kuti kuhambe njani kona ngaleke eZambia iZambia phela liyazi kakhulu yayile slogan sayo esithi one Zambia one nation siyakwazi ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi ke yake yaba ingxenye yeRhodesia kube sokubuya ke le Nyasaland siyakwazi ukuthi ke kwakule federation ngaleso sikhathi siyakwazi njalo blessing ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe balobudlelwane obumangalisayo labantu beZambia kuqasa kudala sibili wakhumbula sibili ukuthi abantu abaningi abavele eZambia bayasebenzisa emgodini ewange kodwa namhlanje okumqoka sixoxa ke ngokhetho olwenziwe khonapho ke eZambia usenziwa kunjalo ke uEdward Lungu ngwani nguye ozibhambe esidukwini ngoba uthole ukuthi abe ngumongameli walelo lizwe kubeze kubuya ke uHakainde ungazani akusamhambe ilanga kuhle uHichilema lapha siyakwazi ukuthi United Party for National Development ibizama sibili ukuthi incintisane laye ke uLungu leparty yakhe yePatriotic Front kodwa kwehlula 27,000 votes ezenza ukuthi bayihlukane khonapho nxa sikhangela ukuthi bavotelwe njani yes funa ukuzwa ngani-ke bantu beZimbabwe ukuthi kambe libona ngazani-ke ukhetho lolu lungabe lulesitshengiso bani kwele Zimbabwe lilubone njani njalo libona ngazani kungafundwani ngalolu khetho asitshove mfowethu.
Of course, let's not forget that there were 11 candidates, presidential candidates, in this by-election. Of course, like we said earlier on, Mr. Lungu won that election. And let's go to Lusaka, Zambia. There's Solomon Bobosi Bunu, who is a field officer for the Zimbabwe Election Support Network. Mr. Bunu, good evening.
How are you, Blessing?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Now, what is your take on these elections? We understand you spent almost a month in Zambia monitoring the situation there.
Thank you very much, Blessing, for the invitation and for the interview. The Zambian election is an interesting election, especially looking at our own elections in Zimbabwe. The first thing is, like, we have to look at the processes that the commission undertakes, and then the duties that is mandated to the commission, and the powers that the commission does have, and how it then dispose of each duties vis-a-vis our own situations. And then we also look at the regional instruments that are there in terms of elections. So when you are looking at the commission itself, it works, it's very professional. The information and the stakeholders are all engaged at all times. We were abreast with all the information, everything that was taking place, we were abreast with that information at all times. Okay. And then I think the funding as well, part of the funding to the commission, it's actually one of the things that made the commission to do its own work and make sure that it's very independent. Though there are complaints all the time after every election that the elections were rigged, this and that. But then from our own analysis of the situation, the commission did its work very well. They worked under tight schedules. It was only 2 months to prepare for the election. They obviously, because it's rain season in Zambia, there are problems with the rain. The roads are not good. Obviously, you know, most of these African countries, the road network is bad. Communication infrastructure is bad, but the commission managed to, because they were supposed to release the results in 72 hours according to the law. But then they at least stretched a bit, but that was not really bad. And for us, we commend them for a good job.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bunu. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the presidential by-elections in Zambia. Of course, Edgar Lungu won that election, and he effectively becomes the president, replacing the late Cobra, King Cobra, that is Michael Sata, who died in October.
Now, what is very clear is that Kaunda's party, you know, KK, Kenneth Kaunda, Kenneth Kaunda's party is not doing well. You know, in this election, I think it was number one, two, three, four, five. So it just got about 9,737 votes. So compare that to 807,000. I mean, there's something that is happening in his party. And then there's another party called the Greens. How many votes did they get?
1,410
votes.
This is exciting.
This is very exciting. So, but Mr. Bono, what lessons can be learned from the Zambian experience? What's your takeaway there?
It's like for us now, we have to look at the so many issues that we have. Number one is the issue of the preparations for the election. Number two is what powers do we give to our own electoral commission so that it can dispose of its own duties? The influence of the state, the influence of the security sector in our own country. Here you, from the day one that I landed in Zambia, I have never heard of any officer, any security personnel interfering with the electoral process, interfering with campaigns, interfering with voting in any way. The only sector that you could hear about is the police. They are who are engaged on election day to maintain peace and order. And then the Air Force of Zambia as well, which is engaged to transport ballot papers from those far-flung areas. Some of the bridges were wiped away. The roads are too bad. So we couldn't even our monitors had actually difficulty getting the information from there, but we managed. But then for the commission, they might not follow our same because they have to be procedural. So they have to be procedural and follow the same dictates. They had to use Zambian Air Force to transport materials to the polling station, then get also those materials from those polling stations. So that's when at that level only where you can hear interference, rather than where you have this interference in campaigns, solidarity with parties, solidarity with candidates from the even sector. So that's very worrisome for our own situation in Zimbabwe, which I think we could also learn one or two from them. And then the commission itself needs to be, like, strong. You don't need a commission that would go forth and come back, go forth and come back. You need a commission that is straightforward and very professional, and whoever wins the election should be declared the winner of the election, despite the noise that other people would make. That's basically the baseline there.
Thank you so much. I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Newton Sibanda, news editor, Zambia Daily Mail. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me to your program.
The pleasure is ours. Now, Mr. Sibanda, we are talking about the Zambian elections and the takeaways for Zimbabwe. But let's not forget that the main opposition candidate there, Mr. Hichilema, is complaining Mr. Lungu is an illegitimate president. What is your take on how this election was conducted?
I think this election has helped to further enhance Zambia's democratic credentials. This is an election that has been widely lauded as a very free and fair election. Of course, Mr. Hichilema has his concerns, and the election itself was too close to call. The competition was very stiff, very narrow margin, and naturally, it's very painful for a loser when you lose by that slight margin. And knowing where Mr. Hichilema came from, he had been performing dismally all along. This was almost like his opportunity. But he cites other technical, if he says there was technical manipulation of the vote, it's a bit difficult for ordinary people to tell. But generally, it seems this election was very free and fair. And the playing field was very level now, especially that our the PF candidate from the ruling party did not have access to public resources, as is usually the case. Because if you recall or know, in the run-up to the election, the ruling party was divided. The acting president was seen not to support the candidate, and therefore he did not accord the candidate the access to public resources. So Edgar Lungu won using support from ordinary members, well-wishers, And it's believed that he was riding on the legacy of Mike Osata and the sympathy. It was more of a sympathy vote.
Let's talk about the media. You are in the media business yourself. In Zimbabwe, there are always problems in that there are complaints that the public media does not give access to opposition parties. And, of course, the ruling party also complains that the independent media is also skewed against the government. Can you give us your assessment of the media environment just before the elections were held?
I think this was a big achievement. I've been in the Zambia Daily Mail for 20 years, and I've seen how the public media has covered political players in the election. In 2011, it was worse. The ruling MMD was only covering the opposition when the news was negative. You know, but now in this election, we've seen my newspaper was giving coverage to the opposition. On the opposition, for the first time in many years, was coming on the front page. And sometimes would run pictures of the ruling party and pictures of the opposition addressing their rallies. So the voters were given an opportunity to get the messages of the candidates. If the opposition was not on front page, at least it would be on a lead story on page 2 or page 3. And all oppositions, small and big, were given a voice. This never used to happen. In 2011, the ruling MMD went all the way to simply almost annihilate the opposition political parties, using the media to discredit Mike Osata because he was the main contender. But this did not happen this time. Of course, there are complaints. For example, the public broadcaster covered all political parties, but of course, it didn't show pictures of the opposition, especially of Hichilema. They could show him speaking, but not showing the crowd. You know? Yeah, so, yeah, because showing the crowd would be saying this, telling the people the numbers that are attending.
Yeah.
But there was an attempt.
I like that. You don't show the crowd.
Where we have come from. This is a very, very big achievement.
Look. Thank you, Mr. Smarter. Please do stay on the line.
So it's a way of manipulating
the
minds of the people, right? So show his face.
Yes.
But
not the crowd.
Very interesting.
Rigatienda kuna mtereru ndokutanga vamusareva vari kuboskwana. Makadi vamusareva?
Tiripo makadi nguva blessing.
Aiwa isu tiri nani. Muri kuona sei zviri kubuda kuZambia nezvatingadzidze ose maonerei.
Ava remember not in a gizzy. You don't get the pair of rivers. If you got the majority of the election, I got the Magudus of the election. I write. I don't get the right to say, since the two did up as Zambia, Zambia, I get us with the Ubiras, repatriators. We don't want to learn anything from Zambia. It's more than worse than what we experience in Zimbabwe. Yes, because our president was invited immediately when he landed in our country. Before the vote counted even started, who was he going to inaugurate?
Was he invited or wakaenda vega?
Vaida kudodini, ivo vangavari kuti vangavasina kana kudaizwa kana kuti. Well, he went there actually with the mission of inaugurating. Inaugurating somebody who is in a competition of 11 candidates. Whatever, that's deception in Africa. They deceive people about that. Free and fair, whatever they say. But those elections, whatever they are conducted, they are not free and fair. It has been even simply seen with the visit of the president of Zimbabwe going there, the inaugurate somebody who is stealing the rest. I don't know. I don't know why are people talking about your way saying incredible and talk about the voters' registration. It doesn't matter. That one is a way of rigging. I should think even at school, teachers should have to stop teaching about voting as a right of somebody. But when they want to teach, let them teach as a right for somebody to be deceived.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamusare vari kupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Eh, aiwa, apa patoda kutaurira chokwadi kubudira pachera, hapana zviri papa. Hapana zviripo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru kuboba wako.
Zvatenda baba.
Of course, Mr. Msareva is saying there's nothing to learn.
Yeah.
You heard him. He says the election was rigged.
Mr. Bunu, your reaction to that? Your immediate reaction?
Yes, I'm listening. Drugs was angry. I'm going to ask a blessing.
Yeah.
You want to start with election, you're not necessarily going to tine patinoenda kuelection tese tine maideas yedu, tine maperceptions, tine maexpectations yedu. But probably not everyone's expectation would be met by that election. But we are saying we cannot do the same thing in Zimbabwe. We need to improve.
Yeah.
So that's why we say we need to learn something from Zambia. If they manage to send a helicopter to Chama, Chama North and Chama South, to get some ballot papers and stuff from there, so that at least they can deliver the election. For us, what do we do? Are we doing the same thing? Do we need to learn something from there? Last year, they were using the cards for observers. They were using a blank without your face. Now they've improved. They've gone a step further by including your badge. What are we learning from there? What are we? International observers, you get a list of voters per province, per district, per constituency, then per ward, and in a polling station, a particular polling station. You get that as you are accredited. For us, do we get access to that? So we need to learn. Those are the lessons that we need to take. Zvekuti vamugabe vakazouya vasina kuinvitwa, that could be part of their own business, this party. They've got their solidarity items that they do. That's PF in Zimbabwe and PF in Zambia. They might invite each other. Come, brand, we are going to celebrate. Whatever they've made for their own arrangement, it's their own arrangement. But for us, we are concerned about if they had not delivered the election as it was supposed to deliver, then we were going to have issues with them. But they respected the vote of the people, because when we deployed observers and monitors on the ground, there was a sample that was done by this organization, CCMG. They did a sample of the polling stations. The results were within the margins, because now this was supposed to verify the official results that was going to be announced by the ECZ, the Electoral Commission of Zambia. And then basically the results were within the margins. And then for us, it's not a concern. We need to deal with certain issues. Pre-election issues need to be dealt with in pre-election time. But for this particular election, on election day, everything went on well according to the procedures, according to the rules, according to the standards that are expected of any election. Those who couldn't vote on election day because it was raining, because the materials were delivered late, they were afforded the opportunity to vote. Were they coerced to go and vote? No. Those are the things that we need to learn. If we are coercing our own people back home to go and vote, we are saying no to that. Let's learn to give people the freedom. Say, go and elect your the leader of your choice. And then after that, we count your vote. If the vote, if how you voted is what we get from the results, then that's it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bunu, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk. We are talking about the Zambia presidential election runoff, or rather by-election, which saw Edgar Lungu being elected president and replacing the late Michael Sata. King Cobra, they called him. Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Spanders, penduke kuwe kwena poke esichaye sinto ukuthi abakhona abakhulumayo bathi ababoni ukhetho loluhambe kahle. Ngakho ke ungangcono ukuthi abantu bangakhulumi lokuthi ukhetho lolu luhanjiswe kahle. Njalo nxa ungagcizelela futhi ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu abangenelisiyo ukubala lokubhala bebencediswa njani. Those two issues, ba.
Okay, ngathi we realize ukuthi electoral process is still needs a lot of work to be done to refine it. Kodwa ke into esithabisayo ngakhulu ngokuthi we can tell that the Electoral Commission of Zambia has reached a level of independence and professionalism which is quite unique in the region. This is what Zimbabwe must learn from Zambia. The Electoral Commission in Zambia is quite independent, it's quite professional, and the way we run, our elections were run here, there was no violence either perpetrated by the state or individuals or political parties. So really, Zimbabwe can learn something that we can get to this level. Electoral management, seeing there are my challenges. This election was held in a very difficult period, rainy season, in a very vast country, 753,000 square kilometers, a big chunk of which not accessible for rain season. All means of logistics were used. Amabhalothi ahambiswa ngenqola ngemoto. Where it was difficult, basebenzisa indizamshina, ama helicopters. Where the helicopters couldn't reach, they put them on ox carts. Zambisa ngezikotshikara. Which means the electoral commission has tried by all means to make sure that every eligible voter is not disenfranchised. And the voters, will was respected. Kodwa ke ukuthi laba bangakwazi ukubala balokuzwa njani, angina clear. I really don't know, but I think there's always a way in which they're assisted to vote. Not assisted in a way to manipulate their vote, no, but given the information on how they should vote.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Sibanda. Ungayikatshani ubambe khonapho ucingo. Sithathe umlaleli uMadawu oseBotswana. Madawu, ungawutshona njani?
Okay.
Sitshonile kakhulu lapha sikhuluma ke ngokhetho lweZambia. Ungathi ke ulubone njani mam ukhetho lolu?
Ukhetho lolu lweZambia lolu mina ngibona ukuthi lukhetho olulungileyo kakhulu. Okokuthi alibathwa lathi eZimbabwe athiwa senza ngale indlela eyenzakale eZambia. Njengobana mina kathesi ngiseBotswana.
Ye.
Ukhetho olwenzakale eBotswana ngapha lalo lwehlukile kakhulu kulalo olwenzakale eZimbabwe. Akulakwethuselana, akulakuthini, akulakuchayana. Bayamemeza laba abamemezayo ukuthi vote. Khathesi zithipha zilezithipha imihlobo nemihlobo. Ungawuzwa kuthi gqoka leso uyagqoka. Akula muntu okubuzayo ukuthi ubugqoke njani, ubugqoke njani. Kodwa eZimbabwe uyabugqoka usesaba. Lolo lweZambia lalo ndibone lungani lukhetho olukhululekileyo okokuthi abantu abethuselani yinto nje okokuthi kumele uzikhethele okufunayo wena okusemoyeni wakho. Ungayithuselwa ngomunye ukuthi ebese sithi hayi ngingavoteli ubani engeke sengizangitsho inhlanyelo sengizangitsho ukuthi uvota ngokuthi uvotele ukuthi uzangitshwa lokhu.
Kodwa ke eZimbabwe ubona ngani kuzafikwa khonapho yini kumbe siyazikhulumela nje?
Hayi, mina ngibona ngani aba yini kuzikhulumela nje ukuthi kodwa hayi kodwa ekuphineni mina ngibona ngani kuzafika.
Kawuze kutheni madawu?
Ngoba lokho befunda mbijana mbijana ngiyabona ukuthi kathi esilolo lokusino lweZimbabwe babengani bafuna ukuthi abafuni ukuchaya abantu ukuthi amanye amazwe abona ngani abafuni ukuchaya abantu kodwa abantu babelokwesaba. Yabo lokho bekhanyele nje ukuthi he kwamanye amazwe benza so benza so babe lokho bekopa mbijana mbijana omunye ozangena esikhundleni uzagcina selilungisela bona ama-nexdoor makhelwane.
Aha, uyitshaya kuhle sibili indaba yethu kakhulu Madawu, sibongile. Ungasikhohlwa phela ukuthi uphenduke futhi.
Ngibongile nami lingiphinde futhi kwelinye ilanga.
Hayi, siza kuphinda mama ye, sibongile kakhulu. So according to Madawu, you know, the Zambian election was very free and fair, according to her. And then she says a similar thing occurred in Botswana, you know. They actually conducted their own election. And she believes those elections were free and fair.
Yeah.
And she adds that there was no violence in the two elections. There was no intimidation. And many t-shirts were donned by anyone. Like you can wear a t-shirt of your choice, unlike in Zimbabwe. But she hopes Zimbabwe will learn something from this.
That's very true. Hanzi kugara nakaona Zimbabwe. Vachingamire. Rambai zvenyu muri parunhare mumuteereri wedu. Mr. Bunu and Mr. Sibanda, please do stay on the line. We'll take a very short break. But for our radio listeners, please know we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.